in Monrovia. This is Unknown Radio.
Radio.
91.5 MHz.
Facts, not fiction. Truth, not falsehood. As it happens, where it happens, when it happens. Unmill Radio News, your first choice.
This is Unmill Radio. The time is 1 o'clock.
This is Unmill Radio, though. This is Unmill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmill Radio News, I'm Augustine Hammerberg. First, the headlines. Deputy Special Representative of the Secretary General allows the departure of Unmill from Liberia. The Ministry of Internal Affairs undertakes a civic education campaign in southeastern Liberia. And a court in Egypt jails for 2 years a singer who appeared in a music video in her underwear. Those were the headlines. Now the news in detail. A senior UN official has lauded the departure of Unmill from Liberia, saying it's a positive start for the country. Deputy Special Representative of the Secretary General for Governance, Jacob El Hido, stressed that the government of Liberia and her people have stood on their own and no longer required peacekeepers for protection. Speaking recently in Vojinbanlofa County, Mr. El Hido said the focus of the UN is now in peace consolidation and the pursuit of development.
Unmill is leaving. It's not an end. It's a good beginning for Liberia, because when a peacekeeping mission leaves in an orderly fashion with a plan, that means the country, and in this case Liberia, has come a very long way to a point it no longer requires the support of peacekeepers. So we are going to be moving from peacekeeping to peace consolidation, peace building, to pursuing development, and to improve service delivery by the government to its citizens.
He assured that the UN will remain supportive to the people and government of Liberia with the presence of 16 UN agencies that will be actively involved in the absence of Unmill.
That's a journey where the United Nations will continue to be with the people and government of Liberia in the next phase. Yes, Unmill is leaving, but the United Nations is here for the long haul. You have 16 UN agencies, funds and programs that will continue to operate in Liberia, and none of which is leaving with Unmill. So the UN is here to stay as long as it is invited by the people and government of Liberia.
The Deputy Special Representative of the UN Secretary General, Jacob El Hido, traveled to Vonjima to close missions field office there, as well as 12 of development projects undertaken by Unmill in collaboration with the Liberian government. The Ministry of Internal Affairs is undertaking a civic education campaign in southeastern Liberia to explain the benefits of the County Service Center to the population. The County Service Center is an initiative by the government of Liberia to decentralize basic services. The communications officer of the decentralization program told Unmill Radio the exercise has been rolled out in Grangida, Sino, and Maryland counties. According to Emmanuel Wenyu, the goal is to encourage people to access services being provided at the centers. Wenyu named some of the services as the insurance of driver's license, marriage certificates, as well as psychosocial counseling.
It's a lot happening in these counties, and we really appreciate. So these meetings are very important to know that after we have offensive resources will increase. Our main focus is to make sure that the people make use of the services that we are now going to have service centers in all 15 counties. It's necessary to inform them that yes, these service centers, the one in Sano is the Sano County Service Center, but it's also not only for people in Sano. Anybody from anywhere can obtain the service here.
That's the communications officer of the decentralization program, Emmanuel Wenyu. The National Public Health Institute of Liberia says it is investigating an outbreak of a strange skin disease in 5 counties across the country. The deputy director of the NPHIL for technical services told Onme Radio that over 19 persons are now being screened for contacting the strange skin disease. Dr. Masuka Fala said health investigators have been dispatched to affected areas, including Margibi, Riverses, and Monserrato counties, to ascertain the level of the problem.
So we got this information from 2 weeks ago, and it spread much more than Margibi. For instance, we sent a team on the old road 2 days ago to investigate a hospital where we had 19 cases of the ratchet. Our working hypothesis now may be scabies, or what we call procro for short, and we think it might be spread across 5 counties. And so right now what we're doing, we deployed a team of surveillance officers in Monserrato, in Margibi. We just got in communication with Riverside County, where there were over 170 cases that were being treated. The second thing we are now doing is, and we're using this region to get to the public, if you notice that in your community, please elect us. We'll send a team there to investigate.
The NPHIL's statement appears to confirm recent news report of cases of strange skin disease in Monrovia and other towns. A delegation from the Rwanda Revenue Authority is in Liberia to provide best practices and technical assistance in risk and compliance management to the Liberia Revenue Authority. During a technical engagement, the Rwanda Revenue Authority delegation shared experiences with LRA on ways of structuring risk engine as a driver for strengthening compliance management. The delegation is headed by Muyawali Gadi, RRA Deputy Commissioner General for Compliance and Risk Management, and Nico Dakuba, an IT expert. On August 24, 2017 in Kigali, the two revenue bodies entered into a knowledge-sharing agreement. The visit is an actualization of the intent of the agreement. The National Gender Task Force has announced the holding of a Women, Peace and Security Conference to promote gender mainstreaming in the security sector. The National Gender Focal Person told Onbo Radio that the key stakeholders will brainstorm on ways through which they can consolidate the role of women in the promotion of peace. Vivian Innes said the conference has been done in partnership with UNMIL and the National Security Council. Innes noted that they intend to draw up strategies to increase women's participation in the national security programs of the country.
When it comes to development and when it comes to a nation building, it requires everyone. And having a security sector with less women, I consider that to be a problem. So having an equal women within the security sector is going to be very good for Liberia's reform. So this is something that the task force is actually trying to push for women to have a position when it comes to leadership within the security sector.
The National Gender and Security Task Force focal person Vivian Innes. The National Elections Commission says it is committed to fully implement the recommendation of the Supreme Court. NEC also disclosed that the technical team of ECOWAS that provided assistance in the final registration roll FFR cleaning is expected in the country today. Addressing a news conference Tuesday, NEC Chairman Jerome Kokoya noted that the presidential runoff is scheduled for Tuesday, December 26. Jerome Kokoya also officially declared the commencement of campaign between the Unity Party and the Coalition for Democratic Change opened until Sunday, December 24, urging both parties to campaign in a peaceful manner.
I am also pleased to announce that the technical team of ECOWAS that review our final voter roll will be returning to the country today to provide any technical assistance needed with the implementation of the mandate of the Honorable Supreme Court. Ladies and gentlemen of the press and the commission, we just assure the two political parties, the Liberian people, that we will implement all accounts of the Supreme Court mandate in a transparent manner and will keep all stakeholders, including the parties in the runoff election, updated every step of the way.
NEC Chairman Jerome Kokoya. Meanwhile, the Liberian Senate has summoned the chairman of the National Elections Commission to appear before it on Tuesday, December 19, to respond to some pertinent issues and the commission is facing in the conduct of the presidential runoff. The Senate's decision follows a communication from Lofa County Senator Steve Zago, who requested plenary to invite officials of NEC including its chairman Jerome Kokoya, to explain how the commission intends to fix the problems associated with the election as contained in the modification of the Supreme Court opinion during a ruling in the Liberty and Unity Parties versus the National Elections Commission prohibition case on December 7, the Supreme Court mandated NEC to fix the problems associated with the final registration roll. The news is coming to you from Unmill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A court in Egypt has reportedly jailed for 2 years a singer who appeared in a music video in her underwear while suggestively eating a banana. For the details of this and other foreign developments, here is Hilary Kondo.
Shama Ahmed, a 25-year-old known professionally as Shama, was arrested last month after the video sparked outrage in the conservative country. Local media said on Tuesday she was found guilty of inciting and publishing an indecent theme. The video's director was also sentenced to 2 years in prison. Shama had apologized before her arrest to people who took the video for the song. According to a statement from her on Facebook, she did not imagine all this would happen and that she would be subjected to such a strong attack from everyone. The president of Turkey has urged leaders of Muslim nations to recognize Jerusalem as the occupied capital of the Palestinian state. Addressing a summit of the Organization for Islamic Cooperation, he said the U.S. decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital was not involved. Mr. Erdogan also again accused Israel of being a state of terror. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas said the U.S. had disqualified itself from playing a role in the peace process. And Google is deepening its push into artificial intelligence by opening a research center in China, even though its search services remain blocked in that country. Google said the facility will be the first of its kind in Asia and will aim to employ local talent. China has also indicated strong support for the artificial intelligence development and for catching up with the U.S. Research into artificial intelligence has the potential to improve a range of technologies from self-driving cars and automated factories to translation products and recognition software.
Hilary Kuno with the foreign news. And now to end the news, a recap of the headlines. Deputy Special Representative of the Secretary General Jacob Ekilo has lauded the departure of UNMIL from Liberia, saying the country no longer requires the presence of peacekeepers for protection. The Ministry of Internal Affairs is undertaking a civic education campaign in southeastern Liberia to explain benefits the country's service center will provide the population. And a court in Egypt has reportedly jailed for 2 years a singer who appeared in a music video in her underwear while suggestively eating a banana. That's the UNMIL Radio News, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I'm Augustine Hamelberg. Good afternoon.
Welcome back to Soul Food. The song Woman in Me by Donna Summer.